Murfitt, E. St. Helena, California, October 16, 1900. Dear Brother Murfitt, we are now in California, and yet our interest in the work in Australia is not diminished. I am just as desirous now that the work in Australia shall go forward as I was when I was there. The work of the Lord in that place is in no way to decrease because we are not there. We feel an earnest desire that the work on the sanitarium shall advance as fast and as solidly as possible. I hope that you will help all you possibly can by gifts and by loans. Do this for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ, and a rich blessing will be granted you. I have a request to make of you. Will you and your son visit Currumbong and the place where the new sanitarium is being erected? May the Lord help you to help the men who are trying to do their best for the advancement of His cause. I am glad that you have invested some of the Lord's money in the sanitarium, but it will be a hard pull if our brethren and sisters in Australia do not do more than they have done. All should do their best. There should be no failure in the work of erecting the sanitarium on the land purchased for it. A great work is to be done in Australia, and one important way of advancing this work is the establishment of a sanitarium where the sick can be cared for. All classes of people will come to the sanitarium, those in high positions of trust as well as the more lowly, and the Lord will impress their minds. If there ever was an object where the means locked up in banks would be well invested, it is in such an institution, where the suffering of humanity will be relieved, and the work conducted on the strictest temperance principles. The Lord calls upon those to whom, as His stewards, He has entrusted means to do their best. My heart is in the work. I am very anxious to see the sanitarium in running order. Therefore, my brother, we thank you for what you have done, and ask you to help still farther if you possibly can. You will be putting your money into a safe bank, which will yield you a rich return, if not in this life, in the life eternal. The building of the sanitarium is the will of God. The work is His work, and we greatly desire that sufficient means shall come in to complete the building. It is to be erected economically, without extravagance or display, but according to the mind of God, so that it will be a memorial for Him among other institutions of the kind. It is to be controlled and conducted on strictly religious principles, and many souls will be saved. Many will believe the truth and keep the Sabbath of the fourth commandment. Thus, all classes can be reached, high and low, rich and poor. Every dollar invested for Christ's sake will bring blessings to the giver and to suffering humanity. I am thankful for what you have done. Cannot you help still more?